Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the value of having a property owner's phone number.
It's huge. People are like, duh, why wouldn't I want that?
This is one of those things where you think it's a good idea, but you really don't know until you get into it. So we created a whole tool.
Right.
For on-demand to get property, just to click through a subdivision or click through really anywhere in the country and bang, get people's property numbers. It's called NeighborScoop.
Yep.
And it's not just for land investors or real estate investors. It's for a lot of people. Everybody. So we'll explain how it works and why we're pretty excited about it and why the beta group that's tested it already has had massive success. It's exciting. I love this tech stuff.
I know you do.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay, this is a long
one. Yes, it is.
One, so sit back, get comfortable.
It is long, but it's actually really interesting, and I think it's going to be very, very helpful. So there's several questions as you go through this kind of story. So as they go, why don't we together just answer them?
Okay.
Going back all the way.
So you tell me when to pause and we'll catch, because I actually have not read this yet. All I saw is it's long. Blake asks, hi everyone, I'm planning some campaigns for higher dollar, larger acreage. So like $80,000 to $160,000 market value and 5 to 80 acres. This is a relatively new size of property for me. So far, mostly done $15,000 to $40,000 value infill lots. Going to swing for the fences more in 2020, and deploy larger amounts of capital.
Excellent. This is an excellent plan, Blake. Yeah.
I call a land realtor in an area I'm scoping. In our discussion, she said, "We get these offers for these absurdly cheap amounts every now and then. I think this is becoming more and more common, or maybe just because we're here in Florida, where I've been mailing." So I've been thinking of going more granular in pricing. I've done or heard of four ways of pricing. So now we're going to touch on each one. Number one, hitting every similar size lot in the county with the same offer price, like the 10,000 foot or shotgun approach.
I would not recommend this for infill lots or higher value properties at all. Go ahead.
Not going to get the same return, right?
I think that as Land Academy has developed over the years, and you know, there's not just one way to do this, but as we've developed this, Jill and I have learned a lot too.
It's true.
For a couple of reasons. One, we learn from our members, and two, things change. So, and my pricing schemes have changed, and they're constantly evolving and changing. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think that this shotgun approach is as valuable as it used to be, especially for the higher dollar property, and I'll explain in a minute. Go ahead.
Isn't that amazing? I'm just saying, we have 20 years or more. I mean, how many years do we have? I don't even want to know. Of
20.
Combined, well, not even combined, but
combined, geez, 40.
Exactly. Experience. And then just with Land Academy members, the hundreds of members that we have, 5 full years
it's
of
kooks.
That. More than that, really, because before we made it official. So it's pretty cool. So my point in saying that is, we have a pretty good idea about how this is going to go.
You know, when it turns out, pricing specifically, there's a few more questions he's got in here, four total specifically. But the pricing topic just keeps coming back as a number one issue. Not issue, but the number one area of interest for people new and experienced.
Right. They want to make sure they're getting it right, and I would too.
And I agree. Pricing is everything.
Number two.
Which is why I included this long. You can't tell, but Jill's like, okay, so we're going to do a long question.
Well, there's going to have a long answer in the middle of every part, too.
You know somebody for years and years, like we know each other. It's like, yeah, I can tell what's going on.
Number two, hitting each town in the county with the same offer price. So essentially, sectioning off the county and hitting a half a dozen or more areas with the same offer price, but varying it somewhat based on the comps of the area. Like the 5,000 foot or rifle with iron sights approach.
You're getting warmer. With this, the key, you know, I'll cut to the chase. The key, what he's getting at is, I want to spend more money. I want to make more dollars per transaction, probably end up, because of that, doing fewer transactions next year. You know, and what he's really asking here is how, what he calls a granular, how specific or accurate on each property when you're looking down the spreadsheet do I have to get on pricing? And my answer is darn accurate if you're going to send out a $180,000 offer.
And you want to be effective. That's the main point. Don't want to waste your time and your money sending out too many offers that no one's going to reply to. Number three, going micro and pricing by APN scheme and getting rather granular with it. So the 1,000-foot or sniper rifle with high power scope approach.
This is such a guy thing. I love it.
Oh, goodness. I like, okay, what's going to be number four here? Drawing a polygon. You can do this in TitlePro 24/7, which we all have, and pulling data from within that area that you have drawn, and this can be whichever of the above you want it to be, usually 1,000 feet or sniper rifle.
Okay, so I'll stop you right there. So now you have his four approaches, and each one brings it down more accurately down to localized pricing. He started with the county, he went to the cities, he went to drawing a polygon, and the final, well, yeah, the APN scheme, mm-hmm. and then finally at number four, which is, you know, you're drawing a polygon in a subdivision and really getting some accurate information about comparison values. So go ahead, Joe.
I've done number four successfully with infill lots. I talked to the guy recently who's very successful, and he seems to do the number two approach and blasts a lot of mail and kills it. Another member is doing the number three and killing it also. So land investors, what type of pricing strategy do you use? There are no trade secrets at this point, so spill it, right? LOL. I'm interested in one of our moderators' thoughts. I like the recent interview on the podcast and wonder how you're pricing these larger deals. Any feedback and discussion would be cool. Thanks all and happy investing.
Here's what's different about Blake than most people that ask these questions. He's capable of doing one through four. He knows how to do it. He's had experience with it. For him to even ask this question like this, he's gone in there and tried some stuff and knows his capability of doing it. So when that's the case, when you have that much pricing confidence, why wouldn't you just do four all the time?
Number four, yes.
Yeah, it takes longer. But I'll tell you what, here's your 8-hour day. You can spend six of it pricing, and then outsource. Our most successful members, I'll just cut to the chase again, our most successful members do exactly what I'm going to say here. They spend a week pricing, a week of 8-hour days, pricing this stuff very specifically and analyzing the market where they're going to send the mail, both those things combined. And they outsource somebody answering the phone, somebody actually selling the property. In a lot of cases, on these higher dollar properties, the only way to go, in my opinion, is to get a local real estate agent that really knows land really well. So now you're outsourcing sales. You're essentially outsourcing everything, including answering the phone, except researching where the mail goes and pricing it and actually getting it into the mail with O2O. So why wouldn't you spend a ton of time and do it really, really right? Make that mailer count. You're going to spend the money on the mail anyway.
It's so important for the person to get the offer in the mail and it to actually make sense. Otherwise, if you're going to do, my whole thing too is like the, like I think it was number one, like I'll just make up a price and send everybody the same price, whichever that was. You know, that's like, might as well leave a sticky note on my door that says I want to buy your house. I'm not going to give you really, I mean, some people will do, but I think for a lot of people, I know this to be true because we talk to these people. The fact that it's an offer, A, not just a, hey, I want to buy your property. And then B, that it's well thought out. All right, that speaks to them. And then C, it's not too crazy. Yeah. It's not call me, I want to give you a dollar.
Right. Well, we just, on our last call, our last Thursday, every Thursday we have, for our members, we have webinars. We all talk to each other about how we're doing and what's working, what's not. And it's generally, one person reported that what they'd like to do in 2020 is buy for 30 or 40 and sell for 100, 110. So that ends up being $70,000 or $80,000 profit per deal. And you can do this with land or houses. And I very casually brought up, well, then all you need to do is 10 or 12 deals, one deal a month, which is what this Blake is setting himself up here to do, to make almost $1 million a year. I don't think that's, you know, you, if that's the case, if you really want to shoot for like that, which is, you know, it's very realistic. You know, Jill and I make more than that, I'll be honest. Buying and selling real estate every year. Then why not just do it right? Why wouldn't you choose number four?
You know what you're doing.
Here's the only reason why you wouldn't do that ever. Because you're brand new and you're still learning. And you're still understanding pricing and what the heck this is all about. And you're still trying to get all your stuff together. Who's going to answer my phone? Where am I going to work? Does my spouse really even want to get involved in this at all? Those kinds of things. So then you would maybe choose number one or two. Because you just need to get an offer campaign in the mail to see what's going to happen and kind of work, get the stuff coming back. After that, and you're shooting for higher dollar properties, yep. I'd really learn how to do this right. And it's all in there. Like, it's not like we're not, you know, we're only teaching steps one and two, it's options one and two.
Correct. And you have all the data. You know what you're doing.
Exactly. Today's topic, the value of having property owners' phone numbers. This is the meat of the show.
I am so happy with this product.
So am I.
I'm just so happy it's the holidays, too. I had to get that in there.
Jill's here to soften everything.
Oh, I'm just like, we work a lot. And it's like, at least this time of year, I think I can get you to kind of chill, take an extra day off or two. Yeah. Maybe Christmas. I don't know. Just saying. Maybe New Year's. I don't know. But I'm happy. This is fun. And I'm so happy with this product. This is one of those, I think it's going to be a game changer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Oh, I know it is.
Before we had Parcel Fact, we were all trying to figure out how to find a property. You know, there were some that were very difficult and darn near impossible. And now it's like, yay. So now.
I think it's a Parcel Fact level product.
That's what I think.
Jill, you're right.
It really is. People are trying to find, you know, some version of good skip tracing, and then how much does it cost, and then how accurate is it, and what's the coverage, and how does it work, and we're going to swoop in there and make it easy for everybody with NeighborScoop.
Right, so the product's done, and I've been using it on the Thursday calls like I mentioned earlier. It's called neighborscoop.com. It's not live to the public yet. It will be it will be released live whenever Jill says it's okay. I've personally been using it, and we have a small beta group of people that have been using it, and the beta group last Thursday call described their experience, and every single one of them without exception have closed deals pretty efficiently using this product. So essentially what it is you look up an address, just like Parcel Fact. When you go in there, it looks very similar to Parcel Fact. You look up an address, you get all the information on the ownership of any property in the country. What's different is there's a couple other different features, and one of them is you get their phone number. So you can click through a whole subdivision, click, get their phone number. Or if you're approaching or at the pro level like Blake here, you can draw a polygon, just like you said, number four, and download the data in Excel. And now you've got everybody's phone number in a, let's say, a city or a subdivision or whatever you choose, whatever your methodology is, to send out offers. So you can use it on the buy side for the acquisitions, and you can use it on the sell side. So let's say you successfully buy a property, you want to contact everybody within a mile, either text them or call them or hire somebody to do that. It's very, very easy to do that. In fact, it takes minutes. Go ahead.
Well, I just love it for finding out about an area. You know, having that information, you could pick up the phone and call people. Yep. Remember, back in the day before we had this, I would call businesses and find out about the area.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily realtors, to really find out what's going on that street, you know, kind of thing. I also like, what we've been hearing back, which we know to be true also, so many times with our properties, the neighbor's the guy who buys it.
Yeah.
You can look around and see, so imagine this. You're staring at a property that you just purchased. You have, you're in the process of purchasing, and you're clicking around. You realize, wow, this guy owns the six properties right next door to this one. He's probably going to want to buy it. And oh my goodness, there's his phone number.
Percentages are really high.
Yep. I don't have to market it now. I don't have to take any pictures now.
I don't have to hire a realtor.
Exactly. I can call them up and go, here's the deal. I just bought the property next door. I'll give it to you for X. And so many people have been doing this successfully, and it's wonderful.
So why don't you guys call it Real Estate Investment Tool? Awesome. Here's why. Because imagine if you own, I don't know, a nail salon or any type of small business, a pizza shop, anything. Think about this concept for a second, and this is why we designed it. You know, we know our customers. We know our Land Academy customers. We know our land buying customers. We've been building that database or that constituency, let's call it, for years and years and years. And it occurred to me one day that I don't think most small business owners really know all their customers or who they're trying to reach. I think the vast majority open the door and see what happens.
Put a sign on the corner and they run an ad. And
I think it'd be cool for, let's say, a salon owner to know every single person, let's say every single woman who lives in a 1 to 2 mile radius of where their shop is, and send them a note.
Yep.
Or, you know, however, they just do some marketing. Get to know your customers. I think if you send Joni Smith down the street a coupon for a free pedicure when you get a manicure, I think she's going to pay attention. And versus just, you know, getting some kind of little whatever, they're probably doing nothing, quite honestly.
Well, a lot of people don't even know you exist. That's what happens. It even happens for me. You know, think of the restaurants that you and I have found in our own little community right here that we've lived here for how many years, and someone word of mouth says,
exactly,
didn't you know about this place? It's the greatest place on the planet. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did we miss this?
Exactly.
And I know, I'm pretty sure they would love to have that place packed every night. It's a great establishment. You and I know, you know what I'm talking about right now. It's like our new favorite Italian joint. And I'm like, had they text me or text us or done something and let me know they were there and they're walking distance from our house, we would have been there a long time ago. So that's what I am so excited about. This, it's like you said, pizza coupons. It's, that's what we called it, Neighbor Scoop too, by the way. When we took a step back, let me back up. We designed this product for ourselves, for other investors. We all realized
this
we needed
phone
numbers.
This is how they all
numbers.
Start. All these products that we have start because we think it's a good idea for to improve our own land business, and then we web enable it.
And then we realized, especially this one, wow, having these phone numbers, every single small business is going to want to know. Oh, and by the way, as weird as it sounds, now you can know everybody on your street and have your own everybody's phone number there too. All the information right there at your fingertips.
Get the scoop on your neighbors.
Exactly. It's not a bad thing. You know, it's out there. It's available. Don't abuse it. That's not what this is for, of course.
There's always one person.
There will be.
There's always somebody that takes a tool like this, downloads everybody's phone number in the Metropolitan X area, looks it up, and sends them a text, and then goes to prison.
That's don't not be how that
this,
guy.
Not how this is used. It's not how this is what this is intended for.
Right.
This is intended for you to click through and intelligently build a database or a constituency for the little business that you own, whether you're a land investor, a nail salon, or General Motors.
Right.
That's what it's used to be, meant to be used intelligently for you to build a database.
I love it. You know, I actually appreciate it. I appreciate getting a little text now and then. We're getting them now for our dentists and our doctors, our follow-up texts and reminders about things. But I don't mind getting a very brief, appropriate text with a what's going on or new to the area. I think that would be great and cool. Don't blow up my phone.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have a problem. But once in a while, it's perfect and I'm excited.
Yep. I'm excited as heck about this new site.
Exactly. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on the Land Academy Show. Happy you could be with us today. And then don't forget, Tuesdays and Thursdays, zip over to the House Academy Show. We are there, so 5 days a week.
Speaking of House Academy, tomorrow on that show, the House Academy Show, we have a show, episode called Showing Property When You Live in a Different State. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, it's so interesting on these products that we release. Like, I've forgotten about it already.
Neighbor Scoop?
Yeah, I'm not giving it. Like, you know why? Because I've been building this for a year.
Right.
And we've been using it for probably 6 months. And all that huge excitement. I get excited on the acquisition, just like a land deal. Yes. I get excited on the land, on the acquisition, not the sale.
And you're out. Look what we bought.
But it's just when
how
I
much
talk
it is.
It.
Like, it's not even recorded yet. And you're like, yeah, I'm out.
When I talk about it, like at this stage, at the tail end of the stage for me, and it's the beginning stage for you, it's like, wow, this is really great.
Yep.
All that stuff comes back to me.
Exactly. The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.